And now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, open 7 days a week all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. And today, it's a real pleasure to have Eddie and Raekwon with us. I'll say good morning to you both. Hello.
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 Hey. And I'll start with you, Raekwon. How old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
I'm going to sixth grade this year, so I'm going to PCA.
And PCA is located where?
On the West End.
And it's sixth grade. Is it a new school this year?
Yes.
For you, how do you feel about that? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Every time I changed schools growing up, I was always a little nervous. Just have you had a chance to see it and go through it and everything?
Yeah, it's just the school my brother goes to.
Oh, that's so great. So you've got a brother. What's his name?
Juwan.
And is anybody else in your family that you can tell us about?
My sister.
And what's her name?
Maya.
And who else?
That's it.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. And who do you think might be listening today that you would like to say hello to?
My mom.
Well, I'm glad. I hope she's tuned in and listening. So what kind of things, how long have you guys been together? How long has Eddie been your big brother?
A couple months.
Since December.
Wow. So this is a pretty new relationship. Have you had a big brother before, Raekwon?
No.
And what was it like before you guys met and you knew Eddie was going to be your big brother, what were you thinking when you heard they had matched you with somebody?
That we were going to have fun.
That's good. And how's it been so far?
Fun.
That's great. What kinds of things do you like to do together?
We go to Pirates games, Penguins games, Steelers games, play video games at his house. Do lots of other things, too.
That sounds fun. It sounds like you guys like the sports a lot. Do you play any sports?
I play baseball.
And are you on a team?
Yeah, the Washington Dodgers.
Excellent. Are you a position player, or do you end up switching different positions?
I switch.
I figured. Which do you prefer, to hit or to field?
Field.
Really? I was always so bad. I wasn't very good at either, but I wasn't too good, usually because of my glasses. Do you like infield or outfield? Do you have a favorite
position?
Wow, you're a utility player. You're pretty good. Well, Eddie, tell me, is Raekwon your first little brother?
He is.
And what got you involved in the program?
It's something I'd always thought about in college and growing up. And when I moved here from Philadelphia after I got married, and yeah, I had free time, and so I signed up, and I got matched with Ray, luckily.
That's terrific. We knew you were from Philly, too. Ray, could you tell that he kind of sounds like he's from Philly?
No.
I could hear
I'm drinking water.
Yeah,
it's water.
And you're going to go get gas.
Yeah, and some soda.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you go to school?
I don't go to school anymore. I went to Temple University.
Okay,
now,
yeah.
I was a teacher, and then just Monday, I started at Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh now. So I work for them now. That I after I volunteered there, I liked it so much, I work for them.
What an interesting story for you. So you taught, were you teaching public school?
Yeah, public school in the area.
What grades?
High school, juniors mostly.
Okay, and then after getting involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
I had an opportunity to apply for a position, and I accepted it after I got it, and I've been working there since Monday now.
Wow, a whole week.
Yeah, a whole week.
What do you do there?
I'm a site-based match specialist. There's two kind of forms of volunteering. There's regular community volunteering like I'm doing now with Ray, and they've also have site-based, which is what I'll be running, where we have schools where they have after-school programs, and people can volunteer for an hour to a week after school with a child. They get matched with the same child every week, and they meet maybe on Tuesdays or Wednesdays or Thursday afternoons for an hour or two, play some games, maybe tutor a little bit, do different things, and then they go home.
That's a terrific new wrinkle to the program that I didn't understand. So if you're a little concerned about having a new relationship with a younger brother or sister and how to structure that time, here's a way where you can go to a school and spend time right after school, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. It depends on the rhythm of the
program. It's usually once a week.
What a great idea. So tell me a little bit about what it was like for you. I'm always curious about what that initial, you know, it's like having a first date.
Yeah.
You know,
I couldn't believe how nervous I was. I got there early and I was just so nervous and I didn't know what to expect. Adam told me, the match specialist, the guy that matched us, said, I really like Ray and we get along well. And I was really nervous, and then Ray came and we met, and it went great. I mean, the first time I had a jacket on, and I took my jacket off, and Adam looked and said, "Wait, we had the same exact shirt on by the same exact maker. I've never seen it. I can't believe a 30-year-old can wear the same shirt as a 10-year-old.
You and Ray had
the same shirt on, the same exact styled shirt.
Wow, that was a good sign, huh, Ray? To have the same clothes on. Do you remember it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. What do you particularly enjoy about your relationship?
Just spending time with him. We do different things, like he said. I mean, we don't have to do anything that spends any money. He could just come over for 3 or 4 hours. We play video games, and he crushes me at Madden and different things. Or we just watch TV, and he'll come over and watch a Steeler game or an Eagles game. And just spending time together, it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's one thing people don't always realize is that, you know, just presence is sometimes all that's really required, just actually being present in each other's life.
Yeah, I spend more time with Ray than I really, when I started, more time than I thought I would, because I get so much out of it. I thought, you know, I'll sign up and I will get something out of it, feel good about myself that I'm doing something good. And along with that, I'm also getting just the enjoyment factor out of it that I didn't expect.
Now, are you married?
I am married.
And to a Pittsburgh girl. Does your wife spend any time with the two of you, too?
Once in a while. We've had dinner once and twice, and he'll see her if she's home and we're playing video games, but mostly it's Ray and I.
Well, that's good. Ray, can you tell me a little bit, I guess, about how things are different with Eddie than it used to be? I mean, it's only been, about 8 months or so, but your life's probably really changed a lot, I would think, now that Eddie's around.
Now that since he's been being my big brother, there's been more plants than I thought there would be.
And can you tell me about some of those? And
like, say I'm trying to go to my grandma, she'll like call, and then I'll go with him.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to actually plan to do more things and look forward to them and then do those things?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, I would think. Are there other ways things are different?
No.
How about for you, Eddie?
Not really. I mean, I have a friend now that I didn't have before.
Yeah, that's got to be a nice way of putting it,
yeah.
I think. What are your subjects in school that you like?
Math and social studies.
I had a feeling you liked math. I don't know why, but I got this feeling. Did you spend any time doing homework together last year?
Not a whole. I'm terrible at math. I'm a social studies teacher. I'm terrible at math. So he was doing stuff that even was beyond me at 11 years old.
Yeah, I could imagine. Well, also here with us is Diana. Let's see how I do. She's so used to this. People look at Diana's last name, and I'm going to say Trujillo. Am I close?
Pretty close. Trujillo.
Trujillo. I almost got it right.
That's okay. I am used to it.
Diana's a staff member at Big Brothers Big Sisters as well. Oh, what do you do there?
I'm a match support specialist, and that's how I came to actually know Eddie and Raekwon.
So
they were on my caseload until Eddie started at Big Brothers Big Sisters. So that's how I met them. So I work with the matches, and I check in on them monthly, make sure that they're getting together and having a good time and all that fun stuff. So
Well, that's good. I imagine there's a real need for big brothers and big sisters.
Oh, definitely. We need big brothers especially, but we always need great volunteers. And also African-American volunteers we're really at a loss for right now. So, you know, wonderful volunteers in general, but...
We'll give you a website and phone number in a few minutes if you are interested in becoming a volunteer. Or maybe there's a child in your family that you think would be appropriate to enroll in the program. Or maybe you would like to participate in the after-school site-based programs that you heard Eddie mention before. It'll give you a chance to make a difference in a child's life. Have you been with Big Brothers, Big Sisters for a long time?
I've been with them since last October, so this upcoming October will be a year. So.
Wow, good for you. And with Eddie's 5 days on the job, it really represents... You're the most experienced of anybody here, Rick Wong. You've got... These guys have had less experience job-wise and things. Have you guys taken any special trips together at all, Eddie? You or Raekwon, have you done anything where you've gone away?
Not yet, no. I mean, the summer's kind of busy and crazy.
Yeah.
And no, we haven't done anything. The biggest thing we did, we went to a Penguins playoff game with Sidney Crosby's box.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, went to three Penguins games.
Yeah, went to three Penguins games. He's got it down.
Where's Sidney Crosby's box?
That had to be a lot of fun, and I would imagine. Were you able to meet him at all? Or
no,
I'm sure you were able to watch him play. And they had such a good season this year too. That had to be a pretty neat thing to do to see him. It's such a great thing to be able to go and see a game like that in a box. It's really incredible. What kind of stuff what kind of things do you like to do inside of the house? You mentioned video games, Raekwon. Do you cook at all, or do you like to read?
Yeah, but I don't think there's much.
Yeah. What kind of things do you like to read when you do? Sounds like you're more of a sports guy outside and playing sports. Is that true, Eddie?
Yeah, we do a lot of I have a dog, so we'll play with my dog, or it's mainly involves around sports, video games, TV, my dog.
That's a good way to have a relationship. It lets you have fun too.
Well, they match me with a good kid that has the same interests as me: sports, video games, dogs,
and the same wardrobe.
Exactly,
too,
so the same wardrobe.
Well, it's really fun to talk with you. Is there anything else any of you would like to say as we talk? I mean, we're always pretty open-ended with what we do here.
If anybody's thinking about signing up, I highly recommend it. It's worthwhile. You have the time. You make the commitment. You'll get as much out of it as you put into it. So I recommend anybody that's even thinking about it, give us a call. Think about it. At least start the process and feel it out. And I assure you, you'll like it and you'll enjoy it. And you'll get a lot out of it.
And Raekwon, anything else you'd like to mention about the program and how it works?
No.
Well, I really am glad that you're here. I would like to give you a family pass to the museum. And you can go today, or you can go whenever you would like to. That's up to you, but that'll get you through the whole museum. And since your wardrobes match, I'm going to give you each a tattoo.
Thank you.
From the Saturday Light Brigade. And... I want to encourage you, as you heard Diana mention, you can get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, either as a kid or as a big brother or big sister. More information is available at, www.bbbspgh.org,
or you can call for information at 412-363-6100.
Thanks so much for being with us. More information about how you can get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.